Warning, the following podcast may contain people who aren't very good at golf. You're listening to the Chili Dippers Podcast.
Yes, you are. And let me be the first to say thank you for listening to another episode of the Chili Dippers Podcast. I'm Luke Clark, your host, and sitting with me, as always, is a man who once got kicked out of a shoe shop for being too big.
Oh, all right, really? Yes. Not on my own there. I was with Alan Wise. We were in Vietnam. We were both probably rocking 110 or more. I think I got up to 118 at one stage there, and Wisey had every bit of me covered. We were in the tiny little shoe shops there over in Vietnam, and you just rock in to go have a look around. Oh, you get out, you're too big, you take up too much room, you get out. Oh, gee, where's it not even going to... Is it, what about heavy shoes? No, you're too big.
That accent is better than your American one. You're trying to read.
So we actually ended up in a shoe shop we didn't get kicked out of. Try on a pair of those Puma shoes that the F1... drivers wear, those sort of half sneaker shoe type thing. Too small. I said to the guy, they're too small. He goes, I've got big for you. I got big shoe for you. Goes behind the counter, has a look around, thinks I'm not watching, pulls out the inner sole and gives me the same shoe back.
He thought he got you covered.
Too smart for him. So thanks. And I think you've probably been a little remiss to, you haven't mentioned Duke still doing a fine job for us.
He is, yes. Yeah, yep, yep. Duke killing it as always.
What are we doing today, Luke?
We're doing Ainsbury Golf
Course. So a little flashback, a quick flashback on Ainsbury. We played that a year or so ago, 18 months ago.
Yeah. Look, it's a course just sort of between Melton and Werribee.
Without being cruel to it, this might sound cruel, but I would say in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, it's... That's the thing.
The weird thing. The drive-in was weird.
Yeah, look, we didn't think we were going the right way. Like, I had into the GPS. You
feel lost.
And you drive through like a forest.
Well, you're driving through a big open area for
like highway,
then all of a sudden this weird
turn off.
Seems like a manufactured forest, placed there artificially.
And you can't see anything. You're driving in just road.
And it doesn't feel right either. And then you come up to a bit of an estate, and all of a sudden, and there it is.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, and it was a pretty nice, very nice golf course too.
That's what I liked. The drive-in and the start-up was good. The clubhouse and all that.
It was unique. It was different to all the others. Like it was almost like it was like there was, like the actual pro shop was like a big barn that just.
I thought maybe an old shearer's shed or barn or farm, and a lot of it was in that big bluestone, like the Petridge prison. But yeah, the big bluestone and. That had the big open barn at the front, the clubhouse around behind that, and then behind that it had a really
An actual homestead, which was
weddings and all that sort of
like
stuff.
Yeah, like a function sort of style.
And had a restaurant. We had something to eat because we were a bit early.
Room, the big leather chairs and the photos on the wall.
That looked cool, and that was the biggest pool table I've ever seen. I don't know if that's standard or whatever. That was massive. But yeah, and the big wing back leather chairs they call them back there, which was fantastic. So yeah, really good first impression on the rustic, unique, different style of clubhouse and all that sort of stuff.
Yep. And look, it's. I think the course has been designed by Graham Marsh.
Our old friend Marshy, that's Rod's brother, you'll remember.
Yeah, I do remember. and look, one of the other things that when you come in, you drive past a couple of holes that have, what do they have, like those? Like
a windmill, a big windmill.
Like a silo.
Old farm equipment type thing.
It's like the course has been built around and they look like they're original, like they're legit sort of just.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they look like they're on purpose. They fit and the course was made to fit them. They weren't added in later as ornaments. I think they were there first, which was good.
Yeah, look, very hard course, I thought. The slopes, look, and that's represented in the slope. The slope was 143, which is getting up there. Fairways were in unbelievable.
I think I carved it up. I don't think it could have been. This is back before my announcement of becoming very bad.
Before you went full retard.
Look, it was good. It was
really good
course.
Conditions.
We enjoyed it.
What did we pay? Paid $69
with the free card. With a free card, because say... So what's that make it? $50.20 for the car.
Yeah, look, it's $85 on weekends. We just happened to have it. We weren't working. We just took a day off and we were travelling around. And look, it's what's its ranking? It's ranked 37.
37?
So it's up there.
Well, I reckon maybe a fraction high, but mid-40s wouldn't have worried me if
it
was 40s.
I never know where to say high or low.
Yeah, well,
high. Because one's lower than 37, so...
Yeah, but it's higher ranked. Yeah, I know. Mid-40s would have been fine, but it was in good nick. It had a few standout holes to me. I love 10.
10?
After the break there, we played 10, the long par 5 there. And you've got water on your right short, so it's not really in play, but the longer water on the left for the big hitter, so it's a par 5, so you can't really go for it. Bunker on there, but then depending on how well you hit your first, you've got to take on the bush and creek that's just in front of the green there again. And if the tee's at the back, it gives you a bit more room. If the tee's short, laying up probably the play, that sort of thing, and well bunkered. So that's why I enjoyed that. It was a real thinking man's hole.
Yeah, well, I must
admit... So what did you do to stand up in the team smash driver?
No, I must admit, I don't have a signature hole. I forgot to look out for one.
Didn't you?
So I'll apologise for that. That's one of my favourite things, too, is mentioning the signature hole. So
they have a ball for you?
They did have a ball. Yes,
right,
that was an Ainsbury ball. Yep, that
was even at the clubhouse there, they had those leather chairs in the corner, a nice quiet area with the TV.
Cricket was on at the time.
Yeah, you know, I said, it's a for middle of nowhere, and that's not derogatory... it was really good.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So was it a Geelong course or a Melbourne course or what is it?
I don't know. Not Geelong.
Not Geelong?
I don't know. No. Look, it was like I said earlier, the uniqueness that makes it stand out from all the others.
Yep.
Like you can't. If you go and play at Ainsbury, you won't forget it.
Would you go back?
Yeah, I'd go back. Yeah,
so
would I go back.
I think that's enough.
Sure. For sure. All right, we might just leave we'll just, like I said, something short and sweet. We'll leave that there and get into some segments.
Beautiful.
All right, what segment do you want to start with, Rolls?
Let's do some top four.
All right, let's go right into it.
Top
four. Ooh, come on now. What is our topic for this week's episode?
Playing golf, we love to see animals on the course. The other day we seen some baby ducks, and how cool was that?
baby ducks are cool.
me and Goodser a while ago saw a koala walking across it. You see koalas in trees? Normal. We saw a koala walking across the course. I was stunned at how long its back legs were. But again, animals on the course, fantastic. So today's top four is the top four animals in the world.
I was wondering if that's where you're going to go. So we're doing the top four animals. All right.
Okay. You want me to go?
Yeah, you go first. Right. Oh, no, I'll go first. Let me go first.
All right, you go first.
All right, I've written down a couple here.
I wonder if we'll double up.
I'm going to start off fairly basic. I'm going to start with dog. And the reason I like dogs is because, like, they're one of the few animals that actually show remorse. And I like that. Where cats don't, and they're violent little fuckers. So that's why I don't like cats. Where dogs, you can tell a dog off, or if it does something wrong, it knows it, and it shows that it's sorry.
Look, that's fair. I wish this was a watch better so I could say you were wrong. but no, that's fair enough. Dogs... I love them. They, in a category like this, they fall away through abundance.
Yes, of
course.
But
that's fair enough. They're magnificent.
Okay, so I'll get a little bit more obscure.
Yep.
Right. Next, I'm going with the jellyfish.
Really?
I fell in love with the jellyfish in the movie.
Jellyfish?
What?
Well, what are you? Mermaid? Jaws? What? He's got jellyfish in it.
Let me say it. All right. 7 pounds with Will Smith when he kills himself. He's got that big tube in his thing with a jellyfish just glot. What?
Well, I haven't watched it.
You haven't watched it?
Yeah, I know. I know. I tried to watch it.
That one did get actually swept across right. That one. That is actually a really, really good movie.
All right, jellyfish
okay, so
two.
Jellyfish number two.
What's next?
The axolotl.
Good name.
Yeah.
Now, that's Mexican walking fish. Well, you've stayed fairly aquatic. Jellyfish and Mexican walking fish. You're aquatic.
Yep.
Two out of three.
66%
of your top three animals are aquatic.
All right. And the other one is...
No, they're cool. That's good.
Yeah, good. Thank you.
They get massive, don't they? They have a full-size, like, crocodile-size one of them, like 3 metres?
Not that I'm aware of.
Look out.
All right. Then I want one. I want one.
Yep.
The other one is, and I don't even know what type of lizard is. You know those lizards that you see running and they get up on their back legs and they run 100 miles an hour?
Oh, yeah. Frillneckers do that.
Yeah, frillneck. That's what I'm going with.
Frillneck lizard. Very Australian.
And.
Honourable mention
to little tiny turtles.
Little tiny turtles.
In a tank.
Or not in a soup.
No, like, what?
A soup.
A soup.
Yeah, turtle soup.
No, not turtle soup in a tank as a pet.
Right.
And you're kidnapped. When I'm driving down the highway and I see
kidnapped are good. I like it.
When I see kangaroo dead or what, couldn't care less. Not that there's not dislike them. They just. I must admit, every time I see a kid, I go, aw. Yeah, so I'm driving along. And if I see one on the road, I'm sitting there thinking, go, buddy, get across there. The cars are coming now. Yeah. I cheer for the
echidna. I'm
taking the lizard out.
And putting that in, yeah.
Putting small turtle in.
All right. Echidna is my most agreeable from that list. But no, well done. Good. Because that was on short notice.
Yeah, that was very short notice.
I had a bit more time to get my really good list together.
Let's hear your really good
number
list.
Number one, horse. Horses, two for two. Now they did a car's job before we had cars, so they absolutely helped make the world a better place.
Yep,
they're majestic. They're magnificent. They provide entertainment with the racing.
Yes.
We fall in love with racehorses. We love Kingston Town and Naturalism and Mukaibi Diva. All them. We loved them, didn't we? And horses are cool too. They're so relaxed and laid back, and they know their horses, and they're really good at it. Right?
Yep.
Next.
Probably the best at it.
Next, the panther.
The panther?
Dark, black, cool. They're cool.
Yeah, they are.
And cool. When their shoulders up and down when they're walking, their front shoulders there. And they're all the big cats are great. The panther's the best of the big cats.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Three, I went aquatic for one. The octopus.
Love it. How into these lists. You can see the look on his face right before he gives me that, you just wait for this. You just wait for my number three. I can't remember.
The octopus.
Octopus.
The octopus may actually be alien. They're not sure.
Yeah, good.
Every life form on Earth is carbon-based. The octopus are nitrogen-based. Only
done
life
some,
form on Earth.
Done some research.
You know an octopus.
Science on the
You know an octopus. Has six legs and two arms.
No, I did not.
There you go.
And you know what? I reckon the ocean, if there's anything like deep down that's dried, like there's a big octopus. There is a mammoth octopus down there that we don't know about.
I think they have eight brains and three hearts because all six legs and two arms can operate independently. And the only solid hard bit on them is their beak, and their blood is also a different colour.
I think I need some more time for my top four so I can research, because I'm sure the axolotl does some cool shit.
Nah, octopus. And third, the falcon. Because birds are cool, and falcons are better than eagles, and it was out of those two.
So you like any honourable mentions?
No, clear cut. I don't have to honourable mention stuff. Four's four. Done.
All right. Well, there you go. There's our top four animals of the world.
So if you're looking for a pet, keep those in mind.
Not sure they're all pet-worthy. All right. Well, I reckon we probably should move on to your favourite segment, Rolls.
What's that?
Welcome to Question Time.
That's what it is. And I think this week you've got a couple of questions being sent.
I have. Last week's discussion about Mark Goody's placing of the ball and putting it in the wrong spot, yes or no, and all that sort of stuff, as you remember, got his good mate Rowan Graham fired up. Fixer. From the Cut of the Jib Boys.
Shout out to Fixer.
Shout out to Fixer and the Cut of the Jib Boys, still going strong. Keep listening to them. But he said, he sent in a question and asked, do I say that right?
Close enough.
Do you know any bad counters? Have you played golf with anyone who doesn't count so well? Or even just bends and cheats them a little bit here and there?
Right.
Have you got any bad counters of?
Jeez, I could have had a bit more of a heads up before the show to get some time to think about it.
Yep. Well, I don't think I have. I reckon, well, you, for example, say we're playing with you. You might say you've had seven. When you've had six, I reckon if you're a bad counter, you count bad the other way. You'll add one in when you haven't. So that's obviously not cheating. Yeah. That'll be a mistake
I haven't
in the wrong
lately
way.
Because I'm used to putting sevens down. But yeah. I must admit, though, there are times where I, you know, when you putt and you get that little last little tap, sometimes I do forget that little tap in. But I don't think I've ever gotten away with it or done. Obviously, don't do it intentionally, but I think I've done. Then got to the next tee box. And go, oh, hang on, no, sorry, no, it was a six because of the.
And you're like, I reckon you play with some people who don't, if they don't play golf very often, you say, oh, I'll give you that. They think, that I don't have. That one's close enough to win. I can pick it up. I don't have to count that extra putt.
That'd be handy.
Yeah, look. I'll dob myself in here. I'm a counter. No worries. I've never cheated. I'm a serial. My ball's in the bush or in the wrong grass. I'll say, oh, gee, I better identify it and pick it up and have a look it up. And when I put it back, it'll always seem to have a bit better lie than it had from where it first. Look, and I wouldn't do it in comp and when it mattered, but I'll do that in a relaxed hybrid. And even the little things, you know, like in real comp, you're not meant to ask, oh, what club did you hit and all that sort of.
Yeah, that's
a. I always ask, oh, what did you hit there and all that sort of stuff.
And when you're just having a casual hit, the club length away from something might happen to be a club and a half length away.
Oh, yeah.
Which
and
is just
the stake tree, the 2 meter stake tree. I'm not even sure if that's a rule. But if
again, let's stipulate that this is when we're just having a hit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no,
I think I'm been pretty lucky with bad counters.
Yeah, I don't know any that I know that.
Oh, I take
me. Are we talking deliberately bad counters?
You're deliberately bad counters.
No.
My brother, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, he has a rule. You get two verbal put-offs a nine.
Yeah, you have. That is good. I was nearly going to bring that into play last week, actually.
Oh, well, yeah. So he does that. So in your backswing, he can yell anything. But again, it's discussed beforehand, so it's not cheating.
Yeah.
Well, so Fix, as I said, we haven't had it found any. No. It's just that makes Goods' thing even more unusual and lucky that he just ran into two real pricks on the golf course there.
I hope that's helped Fix out a little bit.
Well, and Fix, if you've had any, please send them in. We're happy to name them. We'll
name
them.
That's what
I was
about to say, is he brought that up because he knows someone who is.
He may thought we'd know him as well, but no, we can't. But we're happy to name and shame, mate, if you want to send them in.
All right, you got any other questions?
I have. Mark Villella sent this in. Zealand.
Yeah. Shout out, Marky.
He wants to know, and he's a he likes his golf, but he just doesn't get out. He runs his own coffee shop there, the best coffee in New Zealand, but he can't get on the course much, and he wants to
Where
know...
Where in New Zealand is he?
He's north side of the Auckland. He's in Auckland over the bridge. Okay. Long way from us. Are there any golf gizmos, training aids, things like
that? Another question you never gave me.
I said I had some questions in pre-show, and you said, no, just run with them. I'm happy to discuss. There weren't secrets. They weren't secrets, I think.
Keep finishing.
Have you got any gizmos, training aids, things that aren't just gimmicks that actually might work that you could use?
I can give you a couple.
Probably, as you know, because I don't practice, so I'm probably not real good for this.
I do like a good gizmo,
yep.
but I don't use too many of them, must admit.
Right,
But there is one. I had a lesson not long ago, a driving lesson with Mooney at Black Bull there, and he had me using one of those, I think they're called like a swing fan or a power fan. So they're a golf stick.
What? That was the one I had.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, they're great. Yeah, but go on, explain it.
Yeah, so it, like it's a golf stick with like proper handle, but then at the end it's got like a four-piece blade, like two blades crisscrossing to create like a resistance in the air when you swing. So when you take it back and you try to swing at full speed, you can only sort of go at about 70% of the speed.
Yeah, because of the resistance.
And I swung with that, and Mooney said, that's how fast I want you to swing the drive. And I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I think I've seen that one. I seen another version that it might. I think it had a big, heavy rubber ball on the end. And the same sort of thing. So that keeps you in the swing groove and keeps your tempo right and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I think that's a legit one that actually you could actually get to.
You can just do in the backyard too.
Yeah.
Yep. The other one I had was and again, Marky would even already know this, but just a little net or that in the backyard to get the chipping right.
You get
in the backyard and you chip without a purpose, without a direct target.
That's a good one.
And I think you have to have a real purpose and direct target to chipping too. So because you can make the contact all the time, but it matters where you're hitting it to. So That was mine. Just a little net in the backyard, and you have them at certain distances and chip into them.
Yep. I'll just add one more, a little one. There's a thing called Zep Golf, which is a little, it's a bit more high tech. It's a small little yellow piece of electronic that you pin to your glove, and it connects to your phone. So you, you can actually wear it during a round if you want. That's how small it is. But you, so you swing, and it actually tells you how fast your hand speed is, and through an app on the phone, actually shows the plane and lights up red, green, or and like you were mentioning, those inventions have never been invented. Because all the stats, like whether if it's too fast, it's red; if it's just right, it's green. Blah blah. That's actually a lot of fun using that thing.
Speaking
I've actually got
of new inventions there. When I started playing golf, golf balls were white, and there was the odd orange, pink, or yellow.
Yep.
And they, but it was fairly. Now there's these new vivid balls.
Yep.
So they're orange, red, pink, yellow, green. But they're
fluoro matte.
But it's a really fluoro matte sort of thing. Now I was talking to the pro at one of the rounds we had the other day, and he said they are magnificent to use, not just for finding and easy to see, but even when you're standing over them.
Yeah. Okay.
Because they are sitting there clear to see. It makes your hand-eye coordination easier because you can see what you're hitting better. Now, why pros, how come, is there a pro on the tour that uses a colour ball?
Well, other than Bubba Watson, he was advertising those balls was for it, a little bit.
Why isn't there? There's no reason that Titleist, whoever the ball in orange or red, isn't as good.
Yeah,
no. Why are we married to orange ball, white balls?
Yeah.
And what's, I hit that yellow one around, Settlers Run the other day, and that stood out heaps better. I could see.
Yeah, no, I agree.
My eyes are shot. My eyes are shot.
Especially when they're in the air, because especially if it's a cloudy day and white sky, those red, pink, orange balls, they're really easy to see.
Yeah, so they're not a gizmo or a gimmick.
No.
And those Vivids still perform?
Absolutely do, yeah, yeah. A lot of people say they actually perform really
I'm starting to use them. I've had enough of the white balls.
I like that.
Yeah, right.
That's good.
So I helped you out there, Marky.
Very good. All right, so that's two questions done. We probably got a few more, but let's cut them off because I think we're going to do an entire episode, a mailbag style episode of this.
Oh, special.
So we'll save a few more questions for that. So let's go straight from your favourite segment to my favourite segment, which is...
What's better? Steamed or fried? Kylie or Danny? Chicken or beef?
I love that.
That doesn't do much for me, but if you're enjoying it, that's good.
All right, so have you got one for me?
I have. I've got a watch better here now. This is a bit of everything. It's just the best of the best style watch better. So I've picked the two best of someone in their fields.
Yep.
And we're going to find out who the absolute best is.
Yep.
All right, so I'll just throw them at you.
Go.
Ali and Tyson.
I'm going to say what I... Ali.
Ali wins, yep. Ali, yep.
I think that's closer than most people do think, though.
Look, it probably
Tyson,
is.
Tyson, he's prime. Ali would have had a hard time standing in front of him.
Oh, he would have, but...
That dancing around and all that sort of stuff, he couldn't have done that with Tyson.
Yeah, Crane. He could have.
No.
He would have danced around. He'd dance around in front of anyone. Bird or Magic? That's Larry or Magic Johnson.
Irvin
Magic, yep.
Bird or Magic? I'm going to go... I like Bird better, but Magic.
Magic's better. And only just Bird's unbelievable. Not unbelievably, I really do believe that how good he is. It's not unbelievable at all. It's quite believable.
good.
But Magic's better, yep. All right. De Niro or Pacino?
I'm a De Niro man.
Pacino's better. De Niro doing too many of that shithouse comedy stuff that he's no good at. Federer or Nadal?
Federer, that's easy.
Yeah, it is. It is, and you're
Federer
right.
Federer is the greatest of all time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, people are making an argument for Nadal now. I think Federer is suffering from a bit of tall poppy syndrome, been too good for too long sort of thing, and people are trying to make the argument for Nadal.
Voter fatigue,
all right. Nicholas or Tiger?
I know what the consensus is here. I don't know a heap about Jack. I heard someone did give me an argument the other day of someone who is pretty single-figure handicapper and fairly intelligent man, and he was saying, now, you're going to say Nicholas, and that's probably going to be the answer, but he was saying Tiger, when Tiger was at his best, he said he could have a couple of average days, and golfers that were leading would look down the bottom of the list, and if Tiger made the cut, would start panicking, and they said Jack never had that sort of strike the fear in every competitor every single time, because if Tiger was anywhere, he's coming for him sort of thing.
The best argument I ever heard for Tiger was, when he was number one, the gap between number one and two was bigger than the gap between number two and 100.
I think
100 was closer to two than two was to one.
Yeah. So I personally think Tiger, I actually don't. Yeah.
It's Jack.
Jack, yeah.
Jack won more majors, but not only that, Jack comes second in more majors than he won.
Yeah.
So Jack finished one or two nearly that many more times. And
I wish I had Vaughn Saunders here to actually give, because I heard him, it's actually said to me, and he did have and he had a lot more, obviously, points and cases.
Yeah, I'm sure you could make a case.
Of course, yeah.
You could make
sure.
A case, but again, Tiger's a jerk too, so that doesn't help him. Ronaldo or Messi?
Messi.
Unlucky. it's Ronaldo. Yeah, and you know I don't deliberately just...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, Ronaldo, he's very handsome.
Right.
Julia Roberts or Sandra Bullock?
Ooh, Julia Roberts. I love Julia.
Yeah, I'll give you that. I hadn't decided.
she's better at her craft. And she's in Notting Hill.
Yeah. Have you seen her in Closer? Have you seen the movie Closer? With Natalie Portman. Oh, did I not have Natalie Portman in my actresses a few shows ago? Oh, that's criminal. She's amazing. Natalie Portman, Julia Roberts, Clive Owen, and Jude Law. How's that? I've remembered all of them.
Yeah, you didn't give me the blonde-headed guy with the curly hair that was in the movie about the... Boat.
Exactly, yeah. Yep. You know, have you seen that movie Closer?
I don't think I have.
Magnificent. Oh, okay.
Look, I do like Santa, obviously, that's
really
what you
really cuts close to the bone. It seems to have some truth to it that actually offends a few people, sort of thing, with their relationship troubles. So, not good. Brady, as in...
Yeah, Tom.
Or Joe Montana?
Brady. Brady's a goat.
It's Joe.
What?
It's Joe, yeah. Brady's too machine-like with the machine set up and it's all too perfect. Joe, one day when they were doing training, they're doing that hop through the rope square thing.
Yeah.
And so they had the new rookie kid in and he flew through and, oh, look how quick he is. Then they had Joe's backup go through and he broke the record for time. And they thought, my God, how quick's that? Joe went through and everyone said, he's in slow motion. He's gone. He's cooked. Had a look at the time. Faster than the other two. One of those blokes who could do things in slow motion, whatever. In the middle of the Super Bowl, they're a touchdown down with a couple of seconds to go. The Lions come in. They're all panicking. What are we doing? Joe goes, is that John Candy in the crowd? And he spotted John Candy in the crowd. And all the fans are like, yeah, it is. And he's going, isn't John Candy funny? Don't we? Like, yeah, we do. Relaxed, everyone. Bang, touchdown win. Joe's the man.
I never know how to react when I fully disagree. I can't because these are your questions and what you say goes.
McDonald's or KFC?
KFC.
Yep, got it right. They concentrate on the one thing and just do it magnificently rather than spreading themselves.
I'm watching you
too
do,
thin.
I think you're, yeah, that's better.
Oh, yeah, and I'm crossing and ticking incorrectly all over the place.
You are. Doing a horrible job.
I'm just ticking them if I get them right.
So you tick them to say they're done rather than I got them right or wrong.
All right, now we're going back a little bit here. It might be before your time.
Right.
What's better, fire or the wheel?
Fire. are we talking back then or now? What's better?
Overall, over the course of history,
the wheel is then.
Yeah, the wheel
is. We can still get heat without fire these days.
The wheel is because the wheel had to be invented on purpose. Fire could have happened by accident. So back in the day. When we hadn't invented fire, right? But we're still about, and we're eating, I suppose. We're eating probably fruits, but we still would have been eating animals, wouldn't we?
Suppose, yeah.
So we're eating cows? Let's say buffalo. Buffalo would have been.
Yeah.
So we're eating buffalo, but we haven't invented fire. So we're eating it raw?
Yes.
So then we invent fire. Why would we think, okay, let's put this
on there?
Let's cut it into a nice steak-like shape and put it on. Why did we think to put things on the... Because I get we were eating things because we would have saw the animals eat it. We would have saw a gorilla eat another gorilla and a chicken would have eaten it. We would have said, but why did we think to put things on fire?
Look, there's that list goes on. There's plenty of things that we can...
All right, now this too, TV.
Yeah.
Or sex.
Oh.
Now, understand I get a lot of one and not much of the other. We won't say which is which.
So you ask me what I could... what's better? Sex is better. Like, it's different if you could say what would you
overall, you've got to think that's a consideration.
No, it's different if you ask what would you prefer to go without for the rest of your life, but at
what would you prefer to go without the rest of your life?
Go without.
For me, it's easy.
Yeah, I know it is.
Come on, you can't. We're on radio.
I think I'm going to go without the sex.
All right, TV's better?
No. All
right, well, what's better?
Sex is better because at the time you're doing it, like at the actual time, sex is way more enjoyable.
Don't you just want to watch TV while you're doing it anyway?
Look, I love TV and I love watching TV, but you don't get that same at the time. You don't watching TV, you don't, climax watching TV. Well.
TV's better.
TV's better.
Yep, another one wrong. You're not going real good. Jim Carrey or Robin Williams?
Four.
That's the right grouping?
Yeah, it's pretty good grouping. Jim Carrey, Robin Williams. I'm going to...
Come on.
I'm going to say Jim Carrey. Robin Williams has got more... is probably a better, more accomplished actor, but Jim Carrey, more enjoyable for me.
Yeah. Robin Williams is better. Robin could do the drama.
Yeah, exactly.
Stuff
I understand. Yeah, but I'm answering. I'm not answering what I think you've got because I reckon I could get them nearly all wrong every. Oh, sorry, all right every time if I.
Well, try that. There you go. And the last one, a nice easy one, red or blue.
Blue.
Yes. Well done. Blue's keeps better. So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out. You still passed. You've yet to fail. 7 out of 13.
7 out of 13.
7 out of 13. You've passed every one. Single just. Time. So there we go. That's another edition of What's Better.
All right. Another fantastic episode of What's Better's in the books. I think we're going to wrap it up now. So we're going to... That's the Ainsbury podcast.
I nod at you like, like everyone can see me agreeing.
Look, so... since we're going to keep an eye out for the viewer, listener...
How easy is it to say viewer questions? Yeah. Listener Watch out now. It should be listen out. Listen out for the listener question special.
It can be watch out.
Watch out for the listener question special coming up soon.
So, and if you've got any questions, feel free to send them in to thechilidippers@gmail.com. Check us out on Instagram. Any last final words before we go, Rolls?
That kebab shop's got me tonight. Let's go get a kebab. Lessons a day. We're working on the swing and talking trash, getting another good hit.